Tony, how's Casper doing?
Say again, Charlie. How is Casper doing?
Well, everything's fine up there. I just looked over occasionally. He's been keeping me so occupied here, but they've got no problems.
Boy, you can't imagine how nice this 1/6 gravity is. This is the first time I've been able to eat soup without knowing whether I was going to eat it or take a bath in it.
Tony, John, and I'd just like to give our thanks to the backroom guys and everybody who worked so hard on Casper's problem, giving us a chance to get here.
Right, Charlie, yeah. Thank you, everybody around here appreciates their job.
Yeah, I'm sure glad somebody was able to come to that conclusion, because it sure looked black there for a while, didn't it?
You betcha.
I'd like to get somebody to put in the word to the big sim soup in the sky and tell it to let's make it a little more normal from here on out.
I'm all for that. That's too much like a sim. Ryan Houston.
Go ahead, Tony.
Would you verify that the O2 demand regs are in cabin?
That's verified.
Okay, we copy that. It looked like the pressure was dropping down a little bit. And while you're eating that, I might brief you on a couple of things. At about 108 hours, which is about the time you'll be going to bed there, the RCS pressure will build up to the point where you're given RCS light again. And just reset. Nothing to worry about. And then sometime just before you wake up in the morning, you may very well get a second caution light and alarm when the source pressure, helium source pressure, gets built back up to 1700. And if you go to helium monitor on the temp press gauge there, that'll go away. But there's no way we can inhibit that.
Okay, Tony, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to wake up twice tonight already, huh?
Yeah, probably. The first one should go off before you get to bed, though. But that second one will probably come on just before you should wake up.
Okay. How much sleep from the time when we start to bed do you want us to get?
8 hours.
Understand, 8 hour rest period.
Okay, Tony,
we're about to fill the drink bags, and what we're going to do is refill the ones we had this morning and use just with plain water, over.
Copy that, Tony?
Copy that. We're just trying to figure out. I wonder why you're not using the Gatorade. Okay, orange juice.
Well, we drank one bag. The stuff we spilled from the command module this morning, we drank. And that leaves us with two bags for two subsequent EVAs. And, we could fill one of the other bags and just drink water on the third or whatever you want us to do.
Oh, we don't care. Do whatever you want there. The water's fine.
Yeah, I think we'd rather save the fortified stuff till the last.
Okay. We understand.